Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates at Heaps Normal. Delicious, independent, non-alcoholic beer. And next week, bloody Dry July kicks off. So if you're thinking of having a crack at that, there's no better way to do it than sucking down a few Heaps Normals. Or you can do what I do, and that is for every 8 normal beer, chuck in a Heaps Normal. It does take a little bit of the hangover off if every 9th beverage.
I just knocked off a 4-pack in the sauna.
In the sauna?
Still quite dehydrated, to be honest, but yeah. People look at you strangely.
You're a drink in the sauna man.
Yeah, why not? Drink anywhere.
I love any food in any place, like a pool. People eating chips while in the pool, that sort of should just, yeah.
I don't mind that. Well, wet hands doesn't help for a chip. But beers in the shower, there's something I can't get behind. It's like reading in the toilet. Do the job, get out, then go read. Grow up. If you got time to read, you're not ready.
Yeah. If you do want to have a can in the shower but not be frowned upon, have it not be frowned upon, make sure it's a bloody Heaps Normal. I should have had some Heaps Normals at the airport last night, Heggy, and my brain would be working a lot better than it is right now. Get on to heapsnormal.com, chuck in duty free at checkout for free shipping around Australia.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees, and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So, ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty free, and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the Gold Coast.
At LAX.
Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. How are you going, mate? This beautiful day in Melbourne.
Yeah, we're both here. We're both in Melbourne, but we're still apart. You know, I'm at home. You're getting ready for your big special taping tonight.
Oh,
look out.
Yeah, yeah. I can see the theatre from my room.
The Malthouse Theatre. Everyone, by the time this comes out, of course, Heggie would have already recorded it. I am your special guest up front. Hopefully getting the room fucking fired up. We'll see what happens.
Well, just on the street just this morning, bumped into none other than Guy Montgomery.
Great
bloke. Who did one in the same series. He did his show at the Malthouse last night. And I have been reticent about this free ticket business because I've managed to shift 500 free tickets. But I don't know if they're turning up.
Yeah.
But this is what can happen. He had someone in there last night. He said the show went very well. And look forward to having a squeeze at that. Check out Guy Montgomery if you have not already. He's fucking great. Someone shat the seat.
Oh.
And
let's do it. Woo!
Fuck yeah.
What did they do? They just sat there to the end of the show.
No.
Yep.
Well, I respect that.
Well, I don't. I think surely you got pants on. It's contained for the first few minutes at least. Get out of there. People in PPE had to come in and clean the seat after his show.
But if you shit in the pants, if you stand up, will that smell spread?
Yeah, but you'll take it with you.
How far into the show?
I don't know. I didn't get the full details. I was vomiting on the street and I had to leave. but that had better not happen to me tonight or I will probably punch someone. That's not on.
Yeah.
That's what you get when you get 100% scabs. One of them's going to be no good. At least one. Probably many. Anyway.
I'll shit myself before I bring you on.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Try and do a fart into the microphone to get everyone fired up and just follow through. Shitting yourself in public is already grim. Shitting yourself at the Malthouse Theatre.
Oh.
For some reason, it just makes it so much worse.
Absolutely.
If you said it was at a pub, you know, late on a Saturday night. You go, well, again, still not acceptable, but I can see how that happens. A Malthouse Theatre recording on a Monday night, you shit your pants. Your life is in fucking tatters.
Yeah, absolutely. But you got to wear undies, and it's got to stay in there for a few. You got to get out of there.
Got to get out.
That's amazing. Imagine sitting next to him. No. I assume him, being a little sexist here, he didn't mention the gender.
I don't think you have to. If you shit your pants and sit in it, you are a bloke.
I would think so. I don't want to make an ass out of you and me, but yeah, absolutely.
Oh, fuck, I can't wait to see what happens tonight.
My goodness.
Record your special. It was nice, by the way. I ran into you last night. We flew back from Sydney together. I had a little day trip up there for a corporate and we caught the same flight home. And you did something that I've never been with someone when they've done this, and that is check in an esky for a flight.
Yeah. You've never seen an esky on the conveyor belt?
I've seen it on there. I've never been with someone who's checked one in. And, I remember having to say, no, it's a prop, because the first question is there dry ice and food in there.
Yeah, a couple of mud crabs. Technically, you checked it in.
I did check it in.
I picked it up. It's got your name on it.
Oh, fuck.
So you checked in the fucking esky.
Use my extra check baggage to put a fucking esky through. Now there's probably, I'm going to have that security thing written on my ticket. Go to America. Get me arsehole looked in.
It's my trusty brown Mally's esky. It's been in every stand-up thing I've filmed.
Yep.
So there it is again.
It's going to be in tonight's one. You checked it in. It made it there fine. I'm just worried about, I wonder if that changes anything else for me, just with Qantas from now on. Am I going to get some more ads for cheap fares to Townsville or Darwin?
Straight on Jetstar now. They'll shift you across. Got an alarming phone call just now, actually, from the theatre, because friend of the show, Pete Broadway, he made me an extra sign.
Oh, great.
With the one I already had for the stage props.
Yep.
Out of foam. Dropped off this morning because the courier didn't fucking turn up yesterday. So he dropped them off because he's a good bloke. Put him in the theatre. I fucked around there for a while, put him in spots, and then got back to the hotel, get a phone call, and the guy said from the theatre, there's a problem with the sign.
Oh, yeah?
So is there? Shit, of course there is. What is it? Because I just punched the letters out, and my show's called I Already Told You. He goes, already, they've spelt it with one L. I said, did they? All right. I reckon I'll just have to live with it now. Just leave it.
Fucking hell. I was going to guess that it was the you're stupid situation, but it's even worse. Even worse.
Oh, so yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, they've put an A in the ready there. Fucking idiots. We all know it's REDDY.
Oh man.
Oh man.
You've got a special coming up yourself while we're on the pluggos.
Yeah, maybe it's looking at the minute. I'll be filming August 31 in Melbourne. Details will be up on our website, midflightbrawl.com, soon. But we do have some live shows coming up for Midflight Brawl, July 15 and 16. Hobart and Launceston. There's live Midflight Brawl and live stand-up. They're separate shows. Get on midflightbrawl.com for those. You know what I got to do last week, Heggy?
Hang on, just on that. Do you want me to come down and warm up the crowd at the end of August for your stand-up show?
Oh, fuck yeah. Return the favour. Man.
I love that.
Oh, mate, the dry crowd warm-up.
Yeah. Could think of nothing worse for either of us, really.
Are you ready? You just trying to start an applause would be fucking awesome.
The fuck up. Yes, sorry, cut you off there. I saw you got up to something the other day, flight related.
Yeah, last week got to do the flight simulator at QV in the middle of Melbourne. QV, home of Melbourne's, your favourite tourism.
The centrepiece.
The centrepiece of Melbourne tourism. Big W.
Big W. Get a massive bag of marshmallows there for a couple of bucks.
Fuck
Melbourne,
The arts. Currently home of the play, the musical Cruel Intentions, based, of course, on the late 90s film starring Ryan Phillippe.
Yep.
That is now a musical playing now and forever in Melbourne. But there's a place called Flight Experience, and it's a Boeing 737 simulator, and it was fucking great.
Yeah.
really nerded up in
there. Confident now you could take over if there were a medical emergency. All the pilots are out.
100%. I'll tell you, it's a lot more fun doing it in there than using an Xbox controller at home. But I'd back myself.
Yeah.
I would absolutely back myself.
Is there a doctor on board? That's now just, is there a fucking massive nerd, irredeemable, with no qualities that are useful in life except for right now on board?
Well, yeah, doctor, they should say doctor of medicine, I believe.
Yeah.
Because, you know, my father-in-law is a doctor, but economics.
Do you think a doctor of philosophy would be running up the aisle going, yep, I'm one?
Oh, man, I wouldn't put it past him. There's probably doctors of yoga and stuff. They did an eight-day course. I'm a doctor of yoga. Help him stretch. Bad juju. Help him get the juju out. Have a green shake. They'll be right.
Did you get a certificate from the flight center?
No, I didn't. I didn't get to. I did have a very embarrassing moment, though, and that is everybody gets to wear a bloody captain's hat.
Oh.
And mine was far too small.
Right.
That I had a little plain yarmulke on my fucking noggin.
Great.
also, hey, before we kick in, merch.
Oh.
Air yes. Jaden t-shirts and limited edition Larrikin Island specials.
Mate, we got the post packs and everything. They had better be up on the fucking website by the time this comes out.
Yeah,
we've been talking
Thursday.
About this for some time.
Yeah, and sorry to the people that have sent us messages going, hey, guys, your merch page is fucked. It turns out the web version and the mobile version, the web version was gone, but the mobile version was still there. But there was no one home. But that's all been sorted. But get on there now, midflightbrawl.com. We've got a couple of bloody boxes, Air Jaden and limited edition Larrikin Island special t-shirts.
Honestly, though, what kind of an animal is buying a shirt on their phone? Just wait till you get home, fire up the computer, will you?
Now, A, hold on. I know. I've done a lot of online shopping on my phone.
On the phone?
I know. Oof, I know major. Why you can't, and that's because you have the original iPhone, I think, that Steve Jobs showed at a fucking Apple convention in 1996. Your phone, fuck me. You showed me on the plane last night. What doesn't it do anymore?
Oh, that, you know, the big button down the bottom that does pretty much
everything.
The
only button.
Yeah, the only button. It's gone. So you got to come in the back end somehow. You can do it. You're doing lots of double clicks and flicks to the side and stuff. And then you've got to search for what app you want, if you remember what it's called, and get in that way. Or if there's a text message on the notification screen, click that and you're in messages already. Little tip from the top. If the home button's fucked on your phone, go through the back. I can tell you how to do it.
Fucking hell. You're the bloke that has a problem with the lock on the front door and instead of fixing it, just comes through the dog door.
Oh, and go through the dog
door. You go around the back.
Bloody big dog.
Oh, mate. Fuck, that kills me. It's like Carl Chandler from Little Dum Dum Club. His car, you've got to open the doors via the boot.
Well, you've got to get in through the boot.
Not climb through the little middle seat in the boot, but there's something, his locking system's fucked. He won't change it. The key opens the doors, but only through the lock on the boot.
Yeah, right. Oh, I've had cars before where you've got to pull the window down to get your hand in and open it up, that sort of thing.
The real get smart situation.
Whatever.
Over there.
I've seen him operating a laptop and it can only open up about an inch. He's got his hands in there trying to type and look in there at the same time because it's fucked.
Yeah, once at Rockpool restaurant in Melbourne, a beautiful steak joint, we've turned up there for lunch and he insisted that the waiter put his laptop had overheated, so he had to put it in the cool room.
Oh, right. So you go to the oyster bar and there's a fucking laptop sitting in there instead of salt.
Yeah, these are metallic. Yeah, mate, that bloke's MacBook's been on there.
Yeah.
That's great. Before we kick into the ep, and it is an absolute belter this week, mate, behind you, you've got a house again. Each week, if we meet up on Zoom, your Zoom background, you always pick a grim background. It's a house with a disturbing past. This one seems no different. Now, this white house, but it's painted white brick,
yep.
But then they've got borders of brick that haven't been painted.
Yep.
It's giving me real New South Wales, Victoria vibes.
Oh, keep heading south and you'll be there.
Tassie.
Yep.
Beautiful. Who's in Tasmania?
Who do you reckon?
Chris the bloke Franklin.
Oh, man. The other one.
Oh, not the bloke. Not Martin.
Martin.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, I shouldn't have picked that.
Copping Farm, Marty Bryant. It's his house.
Martin Bryant. Wow. Not a bad joint.
He's quite wealthy, Martin. Did you know that? Like, he had a wealthy benefactor woman who owned 40 cats and a dozen dogs and stuff, and he used to live with her.
Wow.
And it's really strange. And then he inherited money off his dad as well.
So a bunch of free cash for doing fuck all, and he's still mental.
You know what he used to do? When he ramped up his drinking, Martin Bryant, he was having half a bottle of Sambuca and a full bottle of Baileys every day. That's just that's a cocktail, isn't it? Isn't that a shot or something?
Is it?
Is that a fucking cowboy?
Hold on. Is it? I'm not sure. I didn't think Sambuca was in there.
And then sometimes he'd have a snifter of port at night as well as a nightcap.
Jesus.
I mean, I said slippery nipple. I'll say it again.
Oh, no.
Is it?
No, sorry. Slippery nipple. Bailey's.
Oh, the cowboy's schnapps, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Bailey's Irish Cream and Sambuca.
Yeah.
It's on the old slippery nipples.
I think I've always said this, bottle shop attendants should have discretionary powers, because if someone came in every day and bought that, like the long Sambuca and the full Baileys, I should be allowed to call the authorities and go, hey, guys, got another one for you. Here he is. Go get him.
Yeah, you should be in chat like China's social credit system. Man, if you make that purchase more than one day in a row, you're not allowed to board an international flight.
Yeah. Hey, we better get cracked. Oh, one last poke.
Yeah.
I'm at the Gold Coast Hotter this Saturday night, if anyone's keen, at GC. I'll be doing a show there.
What date's that?
Around the 25th of June.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Anyway, check out Heggy, Gold Coast, 25th, this Saturday. And if you're in Melbourne, I'm doing Just for Laughs this Saturday, 7 p.m. at the Malthouse Theatre. They'll hopefully let me back in after I shit my pants there tonight. Let's do it.
All right, mate. This week, we're looking at December 5, 1998. Yes. Been a while. Maylev Airlines.
Pardon?
Bangkok to Budapest.
Maylev.
Pretty good, yeah. Hungarian airline.
There we go.
Hungary. Nice, we don't visit that often, online or otherwise. Some interesting Hungarian alumni.
Great. Let me get a dinger.
You'll be aware of most of them. There is the journalist, Pulitzer, obviously. Ooh. There's American-Hungarian stabbing victim, Monica Sellers.
God, that's a grim turn. Number two, you've already had to add in another country at the start and get a fucking stab in there.
Oh, no, they're not in order. There's some good ones.
Oh, okay.
Nine times married Hollywood beauty, Jar Jar Gabor. Inventor of the pen, Laszlo Biro, or the modern pen, rather.
Geez, it's a real country of extremes, isn't it?
Yeah. Undies manufacturer, Calvin Klein. Of cube fame, Erno Rubik. And the only Rock and Roll Hall of Famer ever from Hungary, drummer Tommy Ramone.
Solid lineup.
It is a solid. There's more than that, but that's
of course.
Just an excerpt.
Yep.
The Ramones, not traditionally the kind of music you would generally hear from Hungary, but they pump it out.
You get the lyrics for that?
Yeah. Did you see them?
Oh, I certainly did.
It's a Hungarian rebel song. Very good. I mean, there's still some very pertinent themes, even though that's probably 60 years old. Well, it'd be more. That's a very old song, but the Russians are coming is a general consensus about what's happening there.
They call them, is it stupid Russians at some point?
Yeah. A hill full of stupid Russians or something like that, yeah. Of course, Hungary also home to Maylev Airlines, and we've never dealt with these folks before. I've
good
never
effort.
Even heard of them.
119 episodes in, yeah. Not one incident, yeah. And again, I'm the same. Have no idea they existed.
Never heard of Maylev.
Is it their national carrier?
No. It was founded in 1946, though, and grew to service 50 cities in 34 countries with 22 planes, although from what I read, there were often one or two of them out of commission.
Oh, yeah.
A few write-offs on December 23, 1954.
It was the flag carrier from 1946 until 2012.
Oh, okay. That's considered their national airline?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
And it was in Oneworld. It's in Oneworld with Qantas and British Airways and
yeah, they joined Oneworld briefly.
Yeah. Not bad.
December 23, 1954, big day for Maylev. Not one, but two Maylev planes were written off due to icing on landing.
Oof.
So they just get too cold. One belly landed due to the gear being iced up. Bad day for Maylev.
Yeah.
The gear didn't go down, too much ice.
How many?
Oh, no, they're fine. They
What?
Everyone walked away from that. All good.
Fuck. No.
Not all bad, mate.
Man, wow.
You're going to itch your trigger finger.
Oh, I'm ready to go.
The 50s and 60s brought about a bunch of Take Us to West Germany hijackings.
Yeah.
As well as some good old-fashioned stalling and crew negligence issues, killing a few plane loads.
There we go.
In the 1970s, though.
Not slipping that by me. That's like at Science Works in Melbourne. You'd go there on a school excursion. There was a button. It would test reflexes against a Mark Philippoussis serve.
Oh, yeah.
Have to hit a button as soon as the light went on.
Yeah. How'd you go?
You're not getting a plane load of deads past me without gone too soon getting off.
Right, yeah. Did the poo get a few aces past you?
Certainly did.
Yeah. You almost have to preempt it.
At Essendon, as you say, Essendon Bombers Training Facility at Tullamarine almost 10 years ago now, did a gig for them after training one day and they took me through the facilities and there was a wall with these buttons on there and it was a reflexes test.
Yeah.
And I beat 31 out of the, 31 out of the 32 players beat me, except for a guy called Paul Chapman.
Did he get sacked immediately after?
Well, his score had already been recorded. I think Chapman's known for a beer. So maybe me on that day, a little bit dusty.
In the 1970s, it appears to me that Maydev was employing kamikaze pilots. They didn't have any idea how to land a fucking plane. Plenty of fuck-ups, including, but not limited to, 1971's plowing into the sea on approach to Copenhagen.
Oof.
And interestingly, here, the plane was being piloted by none other than Denzo Szentgyorgyi, who happened to be the highest scoring Hungarian fighter ace in the Air Force in WW2. Good record he had. 30 confirmed kills.
Was that day?
No. Oh. He became a prisoner in communist war camps, followed by a commercial pilot. 3 weeks out from retirement, wasn't he?
Oh, no.
One last mission. He became a stat.
Certainly did.
Not only that, though. I'd like to play that a few more times. So, not only that, though, but Hungary's greatest ever wartime pilot, when he ditched a plane into the sea, all that hard work after killing 30 enemies in the war.
Brutal.
How many do you reckon he took out?
What type of plane was it?
It was a fucking, I can't remember. It was like a McDonnell Douglas style. It wasn't a 737. It's 1971.
All right. I'm going to say 78 people.
Nah, 31.
Oh.
All that work undone. 30 kills.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Interesting conundrum, this.
Now, is he in the 31?
No.
Ah,
so he's the 32.
I was going to say, to come out even.
Well, it was 30 he killed, and then 31 he killed. Arguably, he could have done more for his country by just being a blob on a couch his whole life doing nothing for a net score of zero kills, good or bad. Pretty good. Stories like this give heart to lazy turds the world over, isn't it? Keep doing what you're doing. No chance of murdering an innocent if you do nothing. Maybe the crane lifting you out of the roof of your building after you die might snap under the strain and plummet your massive, brave body to earth, squashing some fucking sticky beaks on the footpath, pointing and having a laugh. They're not really innocent, are they?
If I went that way, pretty good. Now,
straight through the roof?
No. Having the bloke dropped on me.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, man.
It's a funeral full of laughs. Let's not lie. That's a fun funeral. By the way, that pilot, that's like a football team leading 3-0 in the 85th minute and somehow bottling it.
Four goals against you.
Four goals in quick succession. Just park the bus.
Man.
Stay back.
Yeah. Oh, if you've killed 30 in the war, surely you get a great pension. You'd be doing talking tours. You wouldn't have to have a job as a commercial pilot after that, I wouldn't think.
Well, also it's one of those. I know a lot of the Air Force pilots that do that stuff get into commercial airliners. Do you think that's a smart move? I don't want a pilot that would be that bored up the front.
Oh yeah, you'd have to put a bunch of imaginary buttons on the dash for him to shoot and stuff. Just some video game buttons. So he can pretend he's engaging and flicking that little safety off and, got a bogey on the tail, that sort of thing. Just pretend stuff.
Just let him dress like one of the, the leather goggles and the scarf. He's still allowed to wear that.
Kick a window out so he'd feel like he's still in wartime. He'd be fucking cold, wouldn't he? In 2000, a Malev plane forgot to put the landing gear down.
Jesus. Love a skid.
Belly land.
Yep.
Quite big on the belly lands, Malev. Realised a mistake and took off while still at speed.
Oh, you're kidding, like skimming stones.
Yeah, skimmed it straight up, went round, put it down this time with the gear down. Everyone survived, wrote the plane off. Now it's used for fire training, that plane.
That's probably how they got into One World. They just sent them that video from the tower.
Yeah, look what we did. Yeah.
Hungarian's funniest home videos,
Yeah, they did get into One World, followed not too long after by Solvency in 2012. Malev is no more. But in 1998, it was going strong, and that's where we come in. There's a bloke, a Finnish man called Mika Einar Peterson, who he himself was a week out from his 34th birthday at the time, and he had a tipple in Bangkok, a couple of drinky poos.
Who hasn't?
Well, me. I suspect I've seen how shit the drinking options are inside the Bangkok airport. I reckon he's probably gone out a couple of K's away to
what do you mean?
Make a useful trip. What?
What do you mean? What's grim about the drinking options? Is there an English pub?
Yeah, there would be, but come on. Well, if there's a bar like this nearby, you'd go there. Sky Bar 64, not at the airport, but close enough to relax on a rooftop and have a bright blue cocktail while low-flying planes land nearby dashing your shit drink with a bit of jet fuel. I'd take that over of a tepid Guinness.
But this is how you end up in your Ruby Tuesday situation. You don't want to go.
Yeah.
I'm either eating in the city or I'm eating at the airport once I've cleared security. I'm not having a fucking tipple just near the airport. I don't want to run the risk.
You'd never check in and then go back outside.
No.
I've never done it because I don't smoke, but like checking in and then going outside.
Yeah.
Risky move.
Oh, hold on. Saying that, I may have done that before. You know what? I reckon I have overseas, flying back from LA with the Little Dum Dum Club boys.
Yeah.
I reckon we checked all our shit in, to fly back to Australia and then hopped in a cab to go to In-N-Out, get a burger.
Oh, right, eh?
So sorry.
You
Excuse
are
me.
Ruby Tuesday.
I'm fucking... Same diet.
Bold move. You can do it at Sydney. It wasn't the... Might not be there anymore. Just nearby is a Krispy Kreme outlet outside the airport, like where they used to make them, I believe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Stunk anyway.
I told you that when the TV series Underbelly came out about Melbourne's underworld figures, this must have been 2006 to 2008, round about there, and I worked at a law firm in the mailroom and you couldn't get Underbelly in Victoria because there was like a... an embargo put on it just in case somebody in the trials watched it. It was at the time you just couldn't watch it online. So people would come back from the law firm traveling to Sydney with Krispy Kremes and Underbelly.
Oh, right. Underbelly, the tape sort of hidden in a Krispy Kreme donut.
The DVDs,
And a hacksaw.
Like a Bourne Identity, Mission Impossible style tape.
Bake a VHS into a cake. Brilliant. Yeah, I used to ride my bike past that joint. It'd fucking stink. So I don't know. I haven't ridden that way for a while. Could still be there. Might not.
Have you had one? I've got a feeling you wouldn't have had a Krispy Kreme.
Never. I spotted some in the wild the other recently. When I went to Wagga a couple of weeks ago.
Oh yeah.
Guy had a 12-pack going out there.
Yeah, of course.
Like that's come on.
Well, we had a listener send a photo on a Rex flight. She sent us a photo of someone with the Rex handbag.
Yeah.
The Krispy Kreme donut bag.
Does it not count as an extra piece of hand luggage? Because that's not on. Well, that's just, like, I don't get to have two bits of hand luggage. On Rex, no less, they weigh your hand luggage there. They don't on Qantas anymore. Here we go.
Is that in there? 7 kilo backpack, maximum of 12 donuts.
Yeah. I mean, there's not much to them. But they do take up space. It's not the weight thing. If it were about the weight, they'd weigh us. I copped a squiz at Micah's passport, Mika. Yeah. And he could be anywhere from 34 to 64. That real, very stern Eastern Bloc face on him.
Yeah.
I've been lucky enough to meet some Hungarians in my life. Different demeanour to us, different humour, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
I was in, when I was in, this must be 15 years ago. I was in Paris. I was doing some French courses at the, school.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of
Notre Dame.
Europeans there. And there's one Hungarian girl and just making conversation. They all could speak English. Making conversation at lunch. And I said, oh, you know, how long do you reckon you're going to stay in Paris? She said, until I am dead.
Oh.
So that's what we're looking at. makes you think, doesn't it? I mean, she's not wrong, but just not many of us would put it that way.
I love those Eastern Bloc. I went to Serbia a few years ago to do gigs and I was with Milan, who I mentioned before, ripper bloke, Serbian fellow. And he was telling me, I'd sort of smile and, you know, give people a little nod or a wave or whatever and just get stared back. And he said, man, people fucking think you're simple if you smile here. But as soon as they know you know a Serb, then they're your best mate.
Yeah.
They're all right.
I mean, the friendliness thing is pretty much gone everywhere. I could walk around Sydney and say good morning or smile at someone. They think you're a simpleton. I told you about when I first moved down here.
Got to get back to America, mate, into an Applebee's.
Yeah, I mean, they love that.
Your best friends.
We've stopped doing that here. Out in the country, you still get it, but city.
Yeah.
Sydney in particular, don't get much of that. I told you when I first moved to Sydney.
Oh, your neighbour?
Yeah, I went and stayed with Ginsberg over at Bondi and he was in a block of maybe 10 units. I went and knocked on doors and said, g'day, introduced myself. No, opening the door, just a little crack, going, who are you? What do you want? So I just moved into number 6, just wanted to come and say hello. My name's like, okay, and then slam the door in your face.
Fuck.
They're a bit unfriendly. Go to the next one, same thing. After a few, I went, oh, okay, they're a bit different.
Yeah.
You're not in Queensland now, buddy.
Taking me 6-pack of gold and going back to my joint.
Yeah. They're acting like Queensland doesn't feed these fucking people all winter. So Mika, he's maggot. It's unclear what he's had, but he's on the plane and he's in quite the state. Flight 14 hours on the dot. 14 hours, 0 minutes, that flight.
Beautiful. I like that.
He's kept drinking on the plane steadily, and his drunkenness has reached a crescendo about 9 hours in.
I was going to say, there's no way it's three. I didn't even have three ready.
Nah, don't need it. Three by three.
Hungarians can lock it up.
Nine is an Eastern European three in terms of drinking.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't mind a bit of a tipple. So he's got up out of his seat. And it's unclear to me. Like, they're very scant on details for this story. It's unclear whether he's been refused service. I'd say that's what's happened.
Mm-hmm.
But you know me, I don't like to presume. So I don't know. I don't want to.
And again, 9 hours in, you're past the halfway mark. Just push through. Keep serving him.
Yeah.
It'll be over soon.
Could have done. Or it could have been something else. I don't like to make an ass out of you and me. But what he's done is he's gotten up out of his seat and he's choked a flight attendant.
Oof.
So the pilot came out.
Yeah.
Different time. They could just open up the door and come out, go, what's going on? So he punched the pilot.
Oh, fuck. All right. He's on now.
Some quite eager passengers, as well as the flight attendants and the pilot, did a good old-fashioned stacks on. Got him.
There we go.
Like, I don't know what you think's going to happen if you're not weaponized and you're doing a one-man fight on a plane. We're all going to get you.
Let's do it. Woo!
They got control of one limb each, bunch of people, and put him in the seat and strapped him to it. But he was still going off. Like, as you know, as they do, they fight hard once you're strapped down. Handily, though, there's a doctor on board. He happened to have some tranquilizers with him.
All right. It's a bit weird.
So he's come in hard on Mika with a trank. Don't know which variety.
It's like those blokes when the Bourke Street killer driving around in the car was doing burnouts near Fed Square in Melbourne a few years ago.
Yeah.
Just some young blokes out of nowhere had a baseball bat and took a swing at the car.
Yeah.
And everyone went, good try, boys. No one asked, why the fuck do you have a baseball bat in the CBD?
I haven't seen a baseball field anywhere in Melbourne.
Probably like this doctor. I got a bunch of tranquilizer in my bag.
Yeah.
All right, that's weird, but we do need it now, so good job.
Yeah, it's exactly that situation. Hungarian doctor Thomas Major was the bloke with some tranks. Turned out Mika had a lot of booze, and booze and tranks not happy together.
No, certainly not.
The listed side effects of mixing alcohol with tranquilizers such as Valium or Xanax include rapid onset of dizziness, stumbling, loss of sphincter control, memory loss, and potential death.
Well, best case scenario here for our mate is he shit himself and forgotten about it.
Well, it's unclear, again, how many of these side effects Mika did experience, but he definitely did die.
Like a rainbow fading in the twinkling of an eye. Gone too soon.
Thomas Major, the doctor administering the trank. Action, reaction. Not the worst doctor to come out of Hungary. Not even close.
That save kill ratio, I think this doctor's still fine.
Nah. There are a number of WW2 war criminal doctors ending up, as they always do in the early 2000s on those trials, where old Nazis with mobility issues have sudden attacks of I can't walk or talk in court. Let's just, old man, know I'm capable of whacking thousands of Jews 60 years ago. Look at me. In fact, Hungarian doctors, I've had a bit of a look at this, in the last few years have started the disturbing trend of demanding tips from patients after surgery.
Fucking hell. What? No. Come on.
I mean, it's a usual story, this. As usual, a few have ruined it for the kind-hearted, greedy scabs who are scabbing in good faith. One such doctor recently, who was in the practice of saying, well, you better tip because I still got to take those stitches out next week, buddy.
There you go. That's smart. You just reminded me I've actually got a message from a pathology clinic where I got some bloods done.
Yeah.
And I forgot to pay the invoice and they sent me a text, but already have the results. So
pay the invoice or you won't get the results. And no, I've already tell you, mate, you need to know them.
I've already got them. So sucked in.
Well, that was dumb. When I used to
really showed your hand there, pathology.
Yeah. I was working on a TV show called 10 Years Younger in 10 Days, where you just pick Bevins up out of a shopping centre, couples, separate them for 10 days and try to make them look better. And the biggest draw card is usually like 20 or 30 grand worth of dental work.
Yeah.
So first day, you get half of it done. You know, you got to come back on the ninth day to finish this off because they'd inevitably fly off the handle because they don't, fucking idiots.
Yeah.
So they're like, I'm walking off the show, fuck you. I know I signed a con, I'm out of here, fuck all of you. You go, well, good luck with your half a tooth, fuckhead. And there's rubber bands all through your mouth. So they'd kind of have to come back at the end for that on the last day.
I have seen people, though, that have gone, I'll just get the top rows sorted and that should, people will just look at those.
Yeah.
They won't even realise I've got a bottom set of teeth.
Yeah.
But I do. I notice. They've got to match up.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to fucking eat.
Yeah. Because what I do, if you do just the top ones, they might go, well, fuck it. We've done all right. So I think what you have to do is just one half of the mouth.
Yeah.
You've got to go the left wing, you know.
Yeah. Well, you get them. And it was the policy. Like they had to do that.
Yeah.
So after the first one just ran off.
Right.
Like, oof, this isn't working out. Can't reward these fucking idiots before they've done the work. Greed's coming for everyone, isn't it? Scummy little maggots. That wasn't Thomas Major. I can't find the bastard. He didn't get charged, I don't think, for murdering the Finnish pisshead. That's the problem with the medical profession, though, isn't it? Like, and that's why the big bucks are earned. We fuck up. There's a terse online complaint coming our way. They fuck up. Someone's brown bread.
Yeah. They just move on.
I reckon it happens more than we think.
Oh, yeah.
Although, by the way, some whiny little dobbers are acting after they've heard some nasty words. It'd appear their fate's worse than death. Perpetual victimhood, TM. So the plane has made an emergency landing at Istanbul's Ataturk Airport.
Landing gear down or just skid, throw him out the door, take off?
Oh, just slow down. Open the door, mate. Now open the other door and you'll get sucked out. No, they landed, named after Kemal Ataturk, obviously, the first president of modern-day Turkey, who actually, he went secular early, this bloke, gave women equal rights.
Oh, really?
Including the vote in 1930. Good bloke on the whole, although we weren't saying that when he flogged us in Gallipoli.
Yeah.
Ataturk Airport, very, very busy. Second busiest airport in the world.
Oh, Jesus.
In terms of international passengers going through it. In fact, only behind which one? Talking 2021.
Oh, hold on. So in COVID times,
that
does change things.
COVID numbers and different reactions by various governments to the scamdemic have massaged the stats somewhat.
It was a fucking weird, I'm gonna say Heathrow. I'm wrong.
No, it's Dubai.
Dubai.
If you're interested, Dubai, then Ataturk, then Amsterdam, Frankfurt, Paris, Doha, Heathrow, Antalya, another Turkish, Madrid and Cancun to round out the 10.
All the fun ones.
But, yeah, quite different pre-COVID. We'll be back to normal soon. Your Heathrows and your Charles de Gaulle's will be back up the top there. The Turkish filth got told there's a plane dropping off a stiff. Better get out there. So...
Don't rush, though.
Oh, they're known for their no-nonsense approach. They boarded the plane and detained four flight attendants.
Yeah.
Two pilots, five passengers, the doctor, and the doctor's dad. More tea!
Jesus. Man.
That whole thing sounds like a 12 Day of Christmas or Comedy 101, as you put it when I first met you. You told me that everyone needs a song parody in their arsenal, and that's a pearler.
Mate, and what happened to them?
What's that?
The pilots, that's a bit stiff. The pilots have done the right thing. brought the dead body to him.
Yeah. Well, there's not much you can do, is there?
Yeah.
I think they might have been a bit heavy-handed. Like, after you've strapped someone to a seat, if he's punched me, he's probably going to get a punch.
Mm.
Biggest story, obviously, is that the doctor was clearly just cruising around with a syringe full of tranquilizer ready for this exact eventuality. Same reason I sleep with brass knuckles on my right hand. Never know, you know. The doctor's dad, that's a nice touch though, isn't it? Like, doctor's dads are quite often doctors as well. He's probably been seen egging him on, so he's had to get off and speak to the filth. Do it, boy.
I like a country where it's like, look what your son did. Look how you raised him.
Yeah.
You know, carrying around a tranquilizer in his carry-on, killing
people.
Do it,
boy. Yeah, you've got enough tranquilizer, son. If not, I've got to cut up the syringes in my pocket. No problem. Anyone else got a pocket full of tranquilizer syringes? Pretty good. All of them seemed to get off without charge. Couldn't find any court proceedings involving any of these people.
Yeah. Even the doctor.
Even the doctor, yeah.
Fuck, he's done well.
He's still practicing. He's fine. I mean, it's just I'm sure he didn't mean to kill the guy. I mean, that's what I say when I kill someone, though. some of us do still yearn for the good old days where if someone kicked off.
The house was only a few blocks away from the pub. I thought I could drive that. No turn. Yeah. No problems.
Didn't mean to run him over. Fuck. I didn't know it was school time. Whatever. used to be able to just strap people down and give them a lethal injection if they've been fuckwits. I think more people need to hear this story now as much as ever.
Yeah. Play that on the video before takeoff.
Oh, man. Yeah, for sure.
Strapped to a chair getting trank.
Yeah. You know, those people who like kill multiple bad guys and they'll leave one alive and go tell everyone. This could be like that. See what happened to Micah. Go tell everyone. Put that on your fucking little screens. Don't worry about the safety. Man, that's all there is on this story. There's not much more to it. It's hungry. I'm hoping we'll be back with more Hungarian tales. But as it looks, I mean, they tend to bury their stories quite a lot. Like,
love it.
Like some other places.
Fucking hope. Don't have to mention them. That brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thanks for listening in. Tassie, remember, July 15 and 16, we're coming your way. Hobart and Launceston. Get to midflightbrawl.com for tickets. Thanks to everyone who listens on the Patreon as well, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. If you want to chuck us a few shekels, support the boys and keep the lights on at MFB HQ. But until next week, see you later.
See you, mate. You going to take us out?
Certainly am. How's this for a banger? I just realised, Heggy, was that in your Luke Heggy Farts the Classics?
No. Oh. I didn't have any list in there. It's volume 2 for sure.
See you later. See you later.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's Mid Flight Brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.